Let's not forget how precious it is, how fortunate we are.
Moon Title and Escrow, First Choice Plumbing, Flint Hills Technical College, Michelin, formerly Camso, and the Commercial Street Diner salute our veterans past and present on this anniversary of Veterans Day.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning sunshine, 46 degrees, it is 849.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:49, we get to talk a little bit about SOS and its services, and specifically, we're talking about the recently launched SOS Annual Holiday Drive. We're pleased to have with us here Adele Clark and Kara Codney in studio with us here this morning. Adele, how are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
So far, so good. And Kara, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. Well, Kara's let us know about this yesterday. Actually, it was, I think, Thursday or Friday. We're very pleased to be able to talk about this. Right about the same time, too, that Kara just jumped on board with SOS. So you've had kind of a whirlwind introduction, have you not?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. I've only been here a few days, but I'm super excited to be working for SOS. It's such a great organization. I've always loved them, so I feel really lucky.
Good deal. This is probably an unfair question, considering that you're less than a week officially into your new duties. But what has you excited to be involved with the holiday drive specifically?
Well, in the past, I've actually been one of the families that adopted a family, so it's really exciting now to be on the other side of things and get to see just how much of an impact it makes and be a part of the whole process.
Okay. Speaking of that process, Adele, this is where I'm going to slide over and let you take over for a little bit. So exactly what is the SOS Holiday Drive? For folks that have no idea.
Right. So we have the clients that we serve are... usually we say that they have to have been clients for about 3 months, regular clients, and we have donors that come on and adopt essentially a whole family. So we then get wish lists for the family. That would be parents, kids included, and we just kind of wrap them around with all of our love and presents and holiday cheer and give them a great Christmas.
Awesome. So how does it work for the community? How does the community get involved with this particular effort?
So they just give SOS a call, or we have our website. Kara has that information. Sorry if yeah. Kara wants to give that.
Sure. It's soskansas.com/holidaydrive.
Okay. Easy enough.
Yep. Or you can give us a call, 620-343-8799, and we'll just give you the information. What we do is we send out a little bit of an info page asking you for your name, phone number, email address, kind of what you prefer, if you want a small family, large family, maybe just one person, one kiddo, and then I match those up with our families that we have the wish list for.
Okay. Now, for folks, they're probably going to hear about Mitten Trees an awful lot here over the next month or so. Is this similar, separate, together with the Mitten Tree Drive, or is it totally different?
It is separate. However, we do generally then when they come in for the for the gifts that we get, we do also then make sure that they have the mittens. I think we also get from another drive holiday coats. Mm-hmm. So while they're separate, it all comes together as one.
Okay. So we mentioned here about how folks can help the drive out. What are some of the different things that you want through the holiday drive?
The holiday drive specifically is for adopting families. However, we also have, if you call and don't want to adopt a family, we can have monetary donations. A lot of times throughout the year, we use gift cards, like gas gift cards, to help families. So gift cards always help. Monetary donations to maybe get a family that doesn't get adopted, then we can go out and get them the presents and support that they need. And then also... even just some kind of items, like we say, we'll say like there's the Mitten Tree Drive or coats or anything like that. Just give a call and we can tell you what we need.
Okay. Again, Adele Clark and Kara Codney joining us here on KVUE as our morning show continues. The SOS Annual Holiday Drive is underway. You can get more information by emailing info@soskansas.com. Call the office directly, 620-343-8799, or if you want to go to the website, a lot of folks probably do, soskansas.com/holidaydrive. So super easy process. Kara, I wanted to bring you back on because you'd mentioned here this is, for you, it's kind of a flip from what
sure.
you'd done before as an adoptive family. Mm-hmm. What prompted you guys to adopt?
So my sister and I used to adopt when we were younger, and we just felt like we would always try to find someone you know, we just felt like it was a really good thing to do, and it was really exciting to go shopping. Everybody loves to go shopping, I think. And for us, it was really exciting to do it in a way that we knew would help someone so much, make them feel so good, and just really make their holiday special.
Cool. Adele, what are the things we mentioned here, you know, as far as different needs go, but basic needs, and we're talking basic, we're talking really basic, you know, as far as the different things that you want to have come in.
Yes. So, when a family is adopted, you know, they're generally going through something really hard.
Really
either
hard,
they've
yeah.
left a domestic violence situation, or they have been referred to the Child Advocacy Center for some sort of violence, generally sexual violence, and the family's kind of been devastated. And so sometimes those families have to move and have left with nothing, or sometimes they've just kind of lost all their family support and resources. So really their focus then has been kind of restarting, and oh gosh, we can provide them with everything such as, you know, gas cards or groceries. We do a lot of help with, and then being able to help with actually having a Christmas when that's not really their focus at that time, because they're really just trying to survive.
Yeah, understood. And one thing that I think people really need to understand is just how many families in a maybe a regular season that you guys possibly serve. Because, okay, you know, people are like, okay, you know, I can adopt a family here, adopt a family there, or they may be thinking, you know, I've got my own issues, and it, to be flatly honest, that could possibly, someone else can handle that. But you're asking, because the need is, I'm assuming, at a really high level. And you throw in just, you know, general things like inflation, this is maybe a higher year for a need than you've had in quite some time.
Absolutely. So generally, I think we serve probably between 40 and 50 families during the holiday drive.
So estimated 200 people?
Yes.
Maybe in that
range? Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And this year, just, we haven't even really gone, before we even made the public announcement that we're doing holiday drive, we already had donors, you know, coming in and saying they would adopt a family. And so before we even got the press release out, I had already matched 15 families. So we already have the need coming in saying, you know, this is going to be a rough Christmas season for us.
Okay. Well, again, folks are encouraged to help out with the SOS annual holiday drive, which is underway now. Ladies, anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap things up here, at least for this morning, and then continue to keep this in front of the public here for the next month or so?
I think I just want to say, I know that the donors don't get to see the faces of the family. And, you know, we think about when you're shopping the need, but I have watched moms drop to their knees and cry in gratitude when they see the gifts that they receive, and being able to, through somebody else, provide that Christmas for the kids that they did not think that they were going to be able to provide is the most, I can't even describe the experience that provides for the advocates. It's just amazing.
Well, Kara, anything else that you wanted to add? And again, kind of an unfair question considering less than a week on the job, but anything else that you wanted to add here before we wrap it up?
Just that I think it's such a great thing to be able to provide, like Adele said, that relief and that just moment of joy of knowing that you can provide for your family something that you otherwise would not have been, you know, for these people that we're giving to.
Awesome. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today. Hope you have a great community showing here for the annual holiday drive. And again, we'll keep this out in front of the community here for about the next month or so. Adele, thanks again.
Thank you.
Kara, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, the SOS holiday drive. If you want more information, call 620-343-8799. Go online to soskansas.com/holiday drive. It's 9:59.
Ladies, thanks for coming in. KVOE live and local. Good morning. It's 8:57.
Hey, Hornet fans, the 2023 Emporia State Sports Events posters are out. They're